take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Here at the American Stephen Network, and hopefully this morning our guest is going to be David Whitney. But has David Whitney come yet? No David Whitney. Well, then it's just going to be you and me. It'll be open lines. We'll welcome your calls. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment, something you'd like to talk about, since I have nothing prepared. Well, I was just reading the internet this morning, and the report has just come out about the Somalia famine in the 2011. And 260,000 people died at that famine. Over 50% of them were children less than 5 years of age. Why don't we talk about that sort of thing? Why didn't America intervene there when we're over there intervening in Syria? We're funding and financing and training the rebels. Of course, they're lying to the American people when they say, oh, well, we may sometime in the future have to arm them. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been arming them all along. We're working with Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And certainly we have special forces units in both Jordan and Turkey who've been training and arming and funding the rebels. It takes a lot of money to do this, and certainly we're behind this. Saudi Arabia wouldn't be involved if we weren't telling them what to do. They're a surrogate state of the United States. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we've killed almost 70,000, well over 70,000 innocent civilians there. Millions are living in refugee camps. Almost a million have fled the country, living elsewhere. And but this is all being done with your tax money. And certainly it takes a lot of money to fund a revolution, and we put up the money as we put up the money for what happened in Libya and in Egypt and in Tunisia. All of those countries are now under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're simply transferring control of the governments of the Middle East and the Near East to the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for the coming war, because you can't have a war unless you have an enemy, and you've got to have a well-armed, well-financed enemy if we're going to have World War III. It's all being carefully planned by the diabolical forces which work behind the scenes that control our government as well as the governments over in that area, because if we have been funding this the whole radical Islamic movement, the Muslim Brotherhood, since the end of World War II. And if you haven't read the book, The Devil's Game, we carry it. It's very good. Other than they sort of give you the impression it was all a mistake, and I don't think it was a mistake at all. I believe that these things are prophetic. After all, if you read the scriptures, you read about the great wars that are coming in that part of the world, and certainly if we didn't actually fund them and create this gigantic Muslim force, we wouldn't be able to have the wars. Well, I'd like to know what you think. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But why don't we ever talk about the 260,000 people who died in Somalia in 2011? Over half of them children. That's over a half of them were children less than 5 years of age. Well, when a child is killed in America, we make a big issue out of it. If a child dies in Africa, it's a statistic. And when over 130,000 children died of starvation in Somalia in 2011, we don't even bother to mention the media today. You forget, fortunately, you have the Internet. You have access to the information. But the average individual in America really doesn't think about these things because our attention isn't focused on it, and we are manipulated by what we see on television and what we hear on radio and what we read in the newspapers and magazines. And unfortunately, they are largely controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But fortunately, however, for the first time, now we have alternative sources of news. And believe me, the profits for the big news corporations are falling off because more and more people are going to the Internet for the news. And more people are learning what's going on. This most recent incredible survey, which was actually done by the public policy group, and they found out they reported that 28% of the people polled, and they polled a couple of thousand people at random, 28% honestly believe that there is some sort of a conspiracy moving towards a world government. And then, of course, if you voted for Romney, why, of course, it was about 38%. If you were a Democrat, probably about 20%, but there's a growing awareness of what's going on, and the other side is frightened to death. The public is going to find out about their subversive activities. So they're moving very, very quickly to topple our economy, to plunge us into chaos, so they can justify their dictatorship here. And believe me, we are moving very, very rapidly towards the collapse of our economy. And if you doubt that, I suggest you go up in the Internet and simply type in Lord Monckton, M-O-C-K-T-O-N, Lord Monckton, M-O-L-O-M-O-N-C-K-T-O-N, Monckton. We've had him as a guest on our program several times. He's has certainly been in the European Parliament. He's spoken out in England. He's a peer there. He's a officially a lord, but we've had him on our program several times because he talks on climate control and certainly how they're using this farce of global warming to strangle the economy in England. But he's come out with an article within the last week saying that America is toast. And he simply writes and says what should be so true to everyone is that they know that they can destroy America by destroying our economy. And that is why, of course, Obama is running over $1 trillion a year in deficit and no end in sight. And, of course, we simply spend ourselves into destruction. They know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. Obama knows what he's doing. Of course, he's simply carrying out the program of the elite who put him in power. But, of course, we're moving towards financial catastrophe. And even Richard Haass, the president of the CFR, and Sidney, the member of the Trilateral Commission, writing in the May 12th issue of Time magazine, you get it on the newsstand, is worthwhile getting simply to see what he said. And what did Richard Haass say? Our current policies, ours are not sustainable. Ours collapsed. Even Richard Haass, we'll be back in a moment, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to GreatPlainsSolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
I get Pastor Whitney at the half hour under many circumstances. It's open line, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. There's something you'd like to talk about, and who do we have on the line?
Well, hello, Dr. Stan. This is Steve from Greeley calling in. Good show again today. You've been covering things so well. I just wanted to ask you a question pertaining to some of this. I know the we're listening to the Benghazi hearings, and General Jerry Boykin brought up long ago the point about authorization for covert ops and how Obama or the president has had to go through Congress to get authorization. And I just wonder whether that authorization, which would require 8 members of the Congress to sign off, that would include people like Reid, Boehner, Pelosi, Rogers, and others, to authorize this kind of an operation. And the question is, if Obama did it without authorization, is he in trouble? Obviously, he should be. And are they covering for people who did sign off on this if he did get authorized to do this this whole thing, this whole operation as it went down in Benghazi?
I don't think that they got authorization. I think they operate independently. And I think many times these things operate even without neither president's knowledge or consent. I have no question at all that Obama does what he is told to do. And if he tries to do things on his own, they'd send him on a trip to Dallas. This is the reality of what's going on. And this idea, oh, well, this is going to have to be signed off by Pelosi and Reid and the others. I think that this is just foolishness if you think that all these covert operations are really signed off on. So basically what happened in Benghazi is a terrible tragedy, but you're talking about 3 or 4 deaths. I mean, we can talk about the deaths of 260,000 people in Somalia. It doesn't even get, you know, mentioned by the vast majority of the media. I mean, there are people dying literally by the millions throughout the world, and we never talk about it. They focus our attention on Benghazi. They focus, just like they focused our attention on the Watergate. I don't remember that years ago, but that's all we heard day after day after day after day was Watergate, and that was used to simply get rid of Richard Nixon so they could actually bring Nelson Rockefeller in as the next president. Unfortunately, for Nelson Rockefeller, Richard Nixon didn't appoint him. You know, he appointed certainly Ford as his vice president. Ford became president. But basically, they focus our attention on specific issues and ignore others. Benghazi is a tragedy. 4 people died. Why don't we talk about the 260,000 people who died in Somalia? And, of course, it becomes a non-issue. Why don't we talk about the fact that they killed 3,000 people at the World Trade Center? If we talked about that day after day after day, people might begin to understand that that was all contrived. Those were controlled demolitions. They murdered them. They intended to murder a lot more, but, of course, fortunately, they got the people out of the South Tower, 2,400 people at Morgan Stanley, who were ordered to stay at their desks. Unfortunately, they listened to their head of security, who said, get out, ignore what they're saying on the loudspeaker, get out. They had killed another 2,400 people, and we never talk about that. And yet, they focus our attention on Benghazi and the four people who were murdered there who died. So when we understand that our reality is created by the people who control the media, then this is a great tragedy. Most people cannot think on their own. Yes, what happened in Benghazi was wrong, no question. Four people died, and almost 3,000 people died when they were murdered. In fact, no plane struck the Pentagon. What happened to the people in that plane? You can't put a 757 through a hole that's 18 feet wide and 18 feet high. What happened to the people in the plane? We never talk about that. We talk about Benghazi. They create our reality. And unfortunately, we go right along with it. The hearings are dramatic. Who knows? This may be very embarrassing to Obama. It may be that they want to get rid of him. I don't know what the real plan is. But I do know that our attention is being focused on Benghazi because they want our attention there, not because it's an important issue.
You know, I totally agree with you there. The whole thing in Benghazi is overblown. But, you know, I was wanting to get your take on Dr. Steve Pashinik, who's been on Alex Jones' show several times, talking about the rumblings underneath among a lot of people, you know, even, of course, in the military and possibly even in the CIA. And they're not the leaders, of course, as the FBI, CIA, NSA. But there seems to be a lot of people who have had enough and they want to congeal and force this regime out. Just kindly tell them step down or else. Is it time for a new redeclaration of independence where we lay out our grievances against what's been going on? 9/11 is a classic example, of course. We have so many others, the bankster bailout, GMO foods, chemtrails, everything that's going on. Is there the possibility that we might see a true patriotic, a congregation of people, actually, you know, almost like a redeclaration of independence, demanding our freedom from this oppressive New World Order regime? Is there any hope for that, do you think?
Well, I think there's always hope for it, and with this movement too. But the idea, for instance, recently they've been talking about an armed march on Washington, D.C., that would be the worst thing we could do at this time, because they want to divide the American people. There are an awful lot, but I would say, and the figures I gave this morning, of the 28% in the recent poll who believe there is a secret movement out there and there's an effort for world government. I mean, that's amazing that 28% of the people polled feel that way. Predominantly Republicans, admittedly, 38% Republicans, about 20% of the Democrats. But we need the majority of people on our side, and we need to try to reach the people out there. Trouble is, a lot of people don't want to hear what's going on. The last thing we would want would be to certainly split our country right down the middle and certainly to give justification for martial law. And that is what certainly the elite would like to do. They hate the Constitution. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate any restriction on their power, and they want total power over the United States so they can carry out their world agenda. And they want to do good. They want to just raise living standards throughout the world and bring world peace. And they do that by creating war after war. I think that what we need to do is just keep talking. I think I am really more encouraged than I've been in the last 50 years because I think there is a growing awareness. I think that down the line something is going to happen, but it's not going to happen without God's help and blessing on this country. And I'm not sure he's going to bring his blessing on this country. This is what frightens me most, is that God is just, and one of these days he is going to bring his judgment on this country because we've allowed evil to take control of our churches and our schools and our entertainment and our society. And when I see the things that are happening and people saying, well, after all, you know, certainly the gay marriage is good because it gives dignity to the people. Dignity to what people are doing in violation of God's law? What madness is that? The real problem we have today is people do not understand that America is in revolt against God, and God will not tolerate this indefinitely until we address the spiritual forces behind what's going on. I don't think anything is going to change.
Yes, very good points, and I agree, too, because we don't want a disorganized martial law taking over. That's why I suggested perhaps the best thing to do would be to create some sort of a charter where we all agree on what's gone wrong, and yet the process, according to Republican standards, not Democratic standards or people electing officials, but coming to the realization that the law still has to be returned, a major reset in the United States, at least in the government aspect of controlling things, might be what's in order here, I guess.
Well, we have a wonderful Constitution. We have the framework of the greatest country in the world. The only trouble is that Congress is violating that law. 90% of what Congress does is unconstitutional. And nobody's calling them to that. This is why ordinarily we keep talking about the Constitution. People have to understand what the Constitution says. That is the law of this land. It has never been changed. They've never amended the Constitution. What we have is a subversive element that controls the leadership of both political parties. And until somebody's willing to come forward and say just that, Obama is subversive. The leaders of both the House and the Senate are subversive. Now, I don't know about the Republican leadership, but certainly they're going along with this. Why are they simply saying, this is all unconstitutional? You are violating the law, and challenge them and bring charges against them for violating the law. Of course, we can't imagine the Democrat Attorney General doing it, but I couldn't imagine the Republican Attorney General doing it either. But we've got to say this, and we've got to shout this from the housetops. And when people begin to understand our Constitution, understand what's happening, and understand that there are subversive forces out there working at every level of our government, once people understand that they and their families are in danger, hopefully they'll be willing to reevaluate what they believe. I think one of the most important issues, if we could ever get people to understand what really happened at the World Trade Center, that they murdered those people, they might realize that their lives and the lives of their families are in jeopardy. Certainly what happened at Boston Massacre is a lie. We don't know what really happened, but I do know that this whole Jeff Bauman story of the fellow in the wheelchair with both legs blown off is as phony as the $3 bill, because there he had a left-sided BK amputation. When you see him today, he has bilateral AK amputations. How did they do that? It was all a mirage. They're controlling our reality. If people could understand, the media is controlled, and most of what they believe is just not true. It took me a long time to unlearn everything I'd learned in high school and in college and in postgraduate school. It takes a long time, but we're making progress. Don't get discouraged. I believe that we don't need a new charter. We just need to get back to the Charter of America, which is our Constitution, which is the greatest document ever written by men. And I don't believe it could have been written without God's help and guidance.
Well, I agree with you. And I think you also point out very poignantly that the Republican Party has been a party to this as well. I mean, our own Congressman Cory Gardner here voted for CISPA. He voted for the NDAA. He keeps reinforcing the Patriot Act. I mean, this is a Republican. I mean, the man is despicable. He should be pulled back and recalled.
I hope that you'll get the people there and simply run somebody against him. Remember, the elections are coming up next year, and it's time right now to find somebody who will run and to start backing him. And then start attacking your congressman and pointing out what he's doing. What you need to do is get somebody to challenge him in the primary next year. And I don't know who you can get, but there are so many good people there in Colorado, and you've got problems because the good people certainly are not represented either at your state or the national level. I mean, you've got a terrible legislature there in Colorado. They're doing all sorts of terrible things. And it's simply because the good people just want to be left alone and live their lives. Unfortunately, they're not going to give us that privilege. That's why you need people who believe in freedom, who are willing to make the personal sacrifice to run for political office. It takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot of time. But when you run, you've got to have backing. And that's the thing, to get the backing. I know I've run for political office, and it's a lonely position to be in. You need to organize a committee, find a man to challenge your congressman, and then back him every step of the way.
Well, I sure appreciate it, your work out here, of course, because we've got a lot of good people in the northern Colorado area and across, you know, the eastern plains as well. Our sheriff, John Cook, has stood up for the Second Amendment rights. We've got some great sheriffs. You've got a lot of good people. But when you get this neocon filth like Cory Gardner in as our representative, you know, it's very discouraging. And this is the big problem with the Republican Party in this area, is that we, just like with Mitt Romney, we're not picking the right people anymore. The letdown has been with the GOP for the most part in terms of getting the kind of people who can actually restore our republic to us.
Well, one of the most important things is demand for paper ballots. Get rid of those electronic voting machines. They can all be rigged. God bless. Thanks for calling. Our number is 877-254-7524. We'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm, or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534, and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I think the most important thing that we can do is begin to convince others that the media is controlled. And it's controlled by six major corporations: AOL, Time Warner — they split apart, but they work very closely together — Bertelsmann, which is a German corporation, it's part of the Brotherhood of Darkness; Viacom that controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC. GE has sold NBC to Comcast. Comcast has over 1,000 radio outlets across America. And then, of course, Rupert Murdoch controls the Wall Street Journal and Fox and hundreds of newspapers and magazines. And, of course, they all tie into the what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Some pretend to be conservative, like Murdoch. He's not conservative. He's never going to tell you the truth, but he's going to give you the impression that they're giving you the truth. Well, who do we have on this? I hope this is Pastor Whitney.
Good morning, Dr. Stan, Pastor David Whitney. Getting back with you. Sorry for my delay.
Oh, well, that's all right. Those things happen. And anyway, Chris, Pastor Whitney is with the Institute of the Constitution. And this is so important. You need to get people to understand that the media is controlled. And then you need to get people to understand our Constitution. This is the Charter of America. This is why America is different than any other nation. You need to study the Constitution, and that's what Pastor David Whitney and the Institute do, is teach you how to teach others about our Constitution. David, you pick up the story.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, in Article 6 of our Constitution, talked about several of the provisions of it, but the final provision requires that every office holder swear an oath. And we need to understand that an oath is a solemn vow made to Almighty God, not some promise that somehow is, tossed off to the people who elected them or their fellow representatives or whoever they might think it is. It is to God they're making that vow. And our founders did this for very, very specific reason. They knew that once we elect somebody, we put them into a position of power and trust, we will not see very much of what they do at all. There's kind of backroom deals that will take place. There's discussions that are going to happen where none of us will have access to what it is they're doing. And the danger, of course, is once we've given them power, that power is easily abused, and because of what much of they do, the decisions they make are going to be out of our sight, that we as the people are not able to hold them perfectly accountable. Therefore, they wanted God to be the one who would hold them accountable, that they were taking an oath to God to uphold this Constitution, or the exact language of the Constitution is to support this Constitution, which means they were saying, God bring judgment upon me, God bring curses upon me, if I do not do what I have vowed to do here. That is, if I don't follow the Constitution, I don't support the Constitution as I promised before God that I would. Which puts many, many people in serious, serious situations, spiritually speaking, because both in Washington, D.C. and our state houses, as well as you could go down to the town council or county councils as well, these people all take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Most of them are not fulfilling their oath. If they were fulfilling their oath, we wouldn't see kind of the rampant tyranny and the rampant violations that we have of the Constitution taking place on a daily basis in our land. But there will become a day of judgment for these folks, and I pray for them that they repent before that day of judgment actually comes to smack them up for eternity. So not only are the senators and representatives and the president, we've already talked about his oath of office, it's actually the text of his oath of office is in Article 2 of our Constitution, but it goes on to say not just on the federal level, senators and representatives, but the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states. So on every level, federal level, state level, and even local level, the officials are bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Knowing that we cannot hold them accountable, our founder said the only men that we are going to trust with power and authority is those who fear God, and because they do fear God, then we know that they are worried about what God thinks of their actions in office and whether God approves or disapproves of what it is they are doing. And having that as the only kind of security that we have against the abuse of power, therefore you should never elect anyone to office who does not have the fear of God, because they won't take any regard to the oath of office they take. And that's sad to say what most of these people are currently about. They take an oath that's kind of, well, just a ceremony, you know, something that kicks off the legislative session or what have you, and they don't take it very seriously at all. Or if they think about it at all, they think, well, I'm just promising to represent my constituents and do the best job representing them. No, that's not what they're swearing in their oath of office. Now, the next phrase, now we need to remember, of course, an oath of office obviously requires that a person believe in God and a person have a fear of God. That is an awareness that there are consequences in eternity for their actions here on earth. So if a person doesn't believe in heaven or hell, or a person doesn't believe in God, according to our Constitution, they can't hold office. They're not qualified, which many people say, well, wait a minute, David, doesn't the rest of that phrase, and it does say the rest of the phrase say, but no religious test shall ever be required as qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. Wait a minute, what do they mean by religious test? We need to understand that. When they use the word religion, they did not typically mean what we think of when we hear the word religion. We think of, okay, there's religions like Christianity, and then there's Mohammedanism, the followers of the Quran, and then there's the Buddhist religion and the Hindu religion and on, Shinto. We got a list of world religions, and we think, well, that's what they meant when they used the word religious. No, it is not. When they used the word religion, they were referring to the Orthodox branches of Christianity alone. In fact, John Jay, in his commentaries on the Constitution, when he spoke regarding the First Amendment to the Constitution, he spoke of imposter religions, that is, religions that were fake, and he referenced specifically Mohammedanism, which is what they, in their day, called Islam. Mohammedanism and Hinduism were specifically referenced as imposter religions. That is, they're fake, they're not real. They're lies, essentially. They're not religion. And so when our founders used the word religion, they were referring to the Orthodox branches of Christianity. And hereby saying there's no religious test, they were not saying that an atheist could hold office, because how could an atheist take an oath of office? They don't believe God exists, so how can they swear an oath to a God they don't believe exists? No, they were saying no test among the Orthodox branches of Christianity. That is, we're not going to have to say, you must be an Episcopalian and you can't be a Methodist, or you have to be a Catholic and you can't be something else. No, they were not saying among the Orthodox branches of Christianity there would be any distinction if you were an Orthodox Christian of whatever branch, whatever denomination, then that was fine to hold office. But actually, they said no religious tests, not because they didn't believe religious tests were valid. They wanted that to take place at the state level. The 13 states in the Union at the time our Constitution was ratified all had religious tests of one variety or another.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. America was founded as a Christian nation. Nobody ever wanted to say that. Right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Try Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Try Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at tryplacestolive.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here, American Freedom Network, our guest morning, Pastor David Whitney. And David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, how they can get a packet, how they can begin to teach others about our Constitution, which is the basic charter of our nation. You can't preserve a nation unless the people understand it. And there's been an organized effort in our schools and our universities and through the media to play down the Constitution so that most people have no idea. The purpose of the whole function of our federal Constitution was to limit the power of the federal government so that matters dealing with life, liberty, and property would be taken care of at the state level, so you could never have a federal government that would become oppressive as we have today. The income tax is unconstitutional. The 16th Amendment was never ratified, nor was the 17th. It's about time we understood the subversive nature of the forces that control this nation, and we take America back. Our Constitution is the charter upon which freedom rests, and that charter is being progressively and has been very effectively eroded by a subversive element at the highest levels of our society. Go right ahead, David. How can people get in touch with you and the Institute?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We've put together what we call a host kit because we know that it's intimidating for someone to think about teaching the Constitution themselves. So our host kit contains 12 lectures, and those lectures walk through the foundations, walk through the biblical view of law and government, which was our founders' view, and then a working knowledge is developed of the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and subsequent amendments, as well as a plan for taking our country back. And in addition to that, there's homework videos that are assigned throughout the weeks, as well as reading assignments, test questions, and a student manual that contains all the information a student needs, including the supplemental readings and the test questions, and a host manual that helps the person hosting the class with step-by-step details, walking through each of those, each of the individual 12 sessions that the host has everything they need. So they can get a hold of us and order a host kit either by calling us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution to get your host kit is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you prefer, you go to our website. The website for Institute on the Constitution is called TheAmericanView.com. That's one word, TheAmericanView.com. And on the very first page, you'll see a button there that you can click to order a host kit, and as well as it'll take you to our store where there's a plethora of other materials that can help you understand the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and help you communicate those truths to your fellow citizens. We know that the only way we're going to take back our country, the only way we're going to preserve liberty, is if we have a grassroots movement of citizens who learn what the Constitution meant to our founders, not what the judges have said it means today, but what it meant to our founders, the original meaning of it. Unless we learn that, and then we teach as wide a circle of people as we can possibly reach, our own circle of influence. And I just talked to one of the gals that I graduated earlier this year on a cruise. We did a Constitution cruise where we taught our U.S. course on a cruise to the Bahamas, and one graduate from that went back to Wisconsin, and she has started her class at I praised her because she has, although it's a small class, she has the sheriff of her county in her class. She has the town councilman in her class. She has the county councilman in her class. So she's got significant leadership of her local government taking the United States Constitution course with her. And she said the comment that the sheriff said is, "This everybody needs to know this. I need to talk to," and he was referring to a buddy who's the next county over, "I need to get him to come to this class." And so might have two sheriffs in that class there in Wisconsin. So anyone can do this. And we encourage people to get a hold of the host kit, because it is, as this host who just for the first time is doing this up there in Wisconsin, she said, anybody could do this. The instructions are laid out very plainly and clearly, following step by step. You can host this class. So get a hold of a host kit either by calling us toll-free here at Institute on the Constitution, 1-866-730-9796, or go to our website, theamericanview.com. That is theamericanview.com. When we talk about that oath of office that they are to take, and it's an oath not just for the federal, but the state and the local. So even your local officials, including your sheriff and your county councilman, they need to know the Constitution of the United States, because they took an oath to uphold it. One of the greatest secrets that Americans need to discover is that the sheriff is the one who can at last stop, the last backstop, be the interposing force that stops tyrannical federal government, that is a government that is violating its own oath to the Constitution. In their jurisdiction of the county, and the sheriff could do that. Obama gun control? No, the sheriff could say, not in my county. That's unconstitutional, violation of the Second Amendment. 400-plus sheriffs in America have now said they will not tolerate Obama gun grabbing in their county. Praise God for those. We need 3,000-plus sheriffs to do that. So when they take an oath of office, it's not, and the fact that there's no religious test does not mean that they are not having a religious test on the state level. The reason why they said no religious test on the federal level, they knew the 13 states that were in the Articles of Confederation that they hope were going to join the Union under the Constitution, those 13 states all had different religious tests. Here in Maryland, it was a test you had to believe in the Trinity. If you didn't believe in the Trinity, sorry, you couldn't run for office. And you had to believe in heaven and hell, eternal rewards and eternal punishments. If you didn't believe in that, sorry, you can't run for office or hold office. So, but other states had slightly different religious tests. And so knowing that they would be upsetting the apple cart if they tried to establish a federal religious test, they said, no, we'll leave that decision to the states, and the states can determine what religious tests they want to impose. And obviously, anyone running from the particular state for a federal office is going to have passed through the religious test that their state affords at the state level. And before they run for a federal office, they've probably held a state office, and so they've already been approved to meet the standard that of the religious test that their state holds. So they're not saying religious tests are bad. They're saying, no, those are going to happen at the state level, and at minimum, at the federal level, the person has to believe in the existence of God.
We're out of time, David. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. God bless you.
Pastor David Whitten.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and with 50 outlets every week, it's an expensive proposition, but fortunately, with your help, why, we've been able to keep on going for well over 20 years now, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. When you join, you get our four best CDs or tapes of the month, our monthly newsletter. But, of course, what you're doing is helping us maintain our outlet. And certainly we do programs every week in Birmingham, England, and we certainly do other people's programs across America, trying to educate people about the spiritual nature of what's going on today, because there is not only a political struggle, there is a supernatural struggle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're doing very poorly here, although I think there is a general awakening. Certainly politically, we need to get people to understand the spiritual component of what's going on. So if you'd like to become part of our effort and part of our team, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Remember, my wife and I take no salaries at all. We do what we do because we feel America's in jeopardy, and if America's lost, and life as we know it will cease to have meaning. So basically, of course, we hope you'll want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, which is our latest talk, which gives you an overview of what's going on, has an excellent syllabus with that if you want to get it. And we simply put in there what the other side says, their writings, not what I say, but what they say. And you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand the very real threat of an EMP attack that is being totally played down by the controlled media, why, you need to get the four CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, or the DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack, or we carry the book, A Nation Forsaken. We carry certainly the Congressional Commission Report 2004, pointing out the very real threat, the total disruption of our society that could occur with an EMP attack, one bomb over Omaha, and America would go back to the way we were in the early 1800s. Instantaneously. Certainly without electricity, the America we know would not exist. And certainly both Iran and North Korea are planning on it, and certainly trials blast. And yet, of course, the American people have no idea that the threat exists. So remember, if you'd like to get the items I mentioned, number 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get to understand what really happened on September 11th, a wonderful movie that's been put together called Operation Terror. Operation Terror. And you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. We recommend that DVD. We think if we got enough people to see that, it could change the way people look at the world. And then, of course, we have all sorts of other wonderful DVDs and books and four CD sets and four tape sets. If you'd like a free catalog, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We encourage you to ask others to listen to our programs. Remember, you can go to our website, radioliberty.com, and listen to our programs 24 hours a day archived, 4 hours a day live. Help us to get the word out. And so until tomorrow at the same time, stand goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to